and I had them in my car still. And we're like, let's just text him. So then Sarah and I sat in my car waiting for his replies, like back and forth for like 3 hours. It felt like, if not longer, it was like 12 o'clock in the morning and we both had to work the next day. But you and I were like so intrigued to see what was going to happen next. And then I'm just like, so then I was like, hey, well, before work tomorrow, I can come drop them off like at your truck. And he's like, okay, sounds good. So then I, the little sappy motherfucker that I am, I wrote another note in it saying like, take this with a grain of salt. Like, I would love to chat if you like, whatever, or something like that. Like, I don't know. Cause the way he was texting me was like, this guy seems like he like realized that he messed up or that he like really, really regretted it.
Welcome to the Unbaked Podcast. We're your hosts, Caitlin.
And I'm Sarah.
In this podcast, two best friends get together to share our own recipes of life, having relationships, and everything in between.
Join us while we share with you our take of the definition of unbaked.
Hello, everyone!
Good morning, America! Just joking. We're filming from Canada in our igloo.
In our igloo. Today's actually Victoria Day, so it's a stat holiday.
Is it Victoria Day?
Day off for a lot of people, yeah.
So girls named Victoria get the day off?
Yeah, exactly. Or people who live in Victoria.
Everyone in Victoria meets up in the park to
I think
dance.
They do. No, I'm serious. I think that actually happens.
Really?
Yeah.
Why don't we have a Vernon Day?
Right? No, well, like, I think it's because of the Queen's birthday.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be disrespectful here, but like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you're like, why don't I get a day? Like, come on.
Yeah, seriously. Like, honestly.
Yeah.
But anyways, welcome everyone. Episode 15.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
15, so, baby.
Yeah, 15. We're doing an episode on Get to Know Us, part two, because our first one was very, like,
we were drunk.
So, were we?
I think so.
Oh my goodness gracious. No, I was so nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Like,
I was so nervous.
Yeah. We're like, okay, let's sit down. And then we're sitting at the table and it's like, okay, do you talk or do I talk? And
we were so innocent back then.
So
we're
innocent.
We're so experienced now. We just know life in the podcast world and we're getting to know everything better.
Yeah. Yeah. We have so much growth for sure. Mm-hmm.
Oh, but we still have so much more to go, but
You can never stop. But we thought we'd do a little episode on like kind of get to know us again for the people that are like still listening. So don't go to the first episode because that one's very embarrassing for me because I was like, but
I think
so
that's
this is
still,
a redo.
It's a very monumental one though. We have to like honor that one still because that was fucking hilarious.
I want to listen to it, but I'm like, I'm gonna get secondhand cringe because I know how nervous I was. And then now I'm like, welcome. Yeah. So, yeah. Hello. My name is Caitlin. I am one of the owners of the Unbaked Podcast. Because we are owners. Like, don't we technically own this name?
Yeah. We do. It's our, we own it. Yeah. We bought it.
Perfect. We bought this. Caitlin. My middle name is Macaro. Which was actually supposed to be my first name, but then my mom got made fun of it for that. So I'm kind of like really upset about that. But anyways, and my last name is Merslack for now. I am a future education assistant, which is really awesome. I'm currently in my practicum, but when I haven't been working as an EA, I've been a receptionist for a while. Done a whole bunch of other little jobs, but receptionist has been the longest. And Sarah, give me a few facts about you.
So a little bit about me. I'm originally from Pell River, BC. I moved to Vernon when I was 14 with my mom and my brother.
14?
I was 14.
Were 14 when we met?
Yep.
What?
I know, right?
Dude, that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
We've known each other a very long time now.
That is... Okay, life is going by too fast.
Way too fast. I know. So... I have two other family members, like immediate family members, which would be my dad and my older sister. And my sister has, her and her hubby have a kid together and his name is Sean and he's my bestie and my, you know, ride or die. And I love him.
What the Sorry. Fuck? I'm just Sorry. Joking.
I hate to break it to you. The 5-year-old wins. He's my BFF.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I have the cutest nephew in the world. He's the light of my life. I could go on.
Okay, so, fuck Darnell and I.
Yeah, no, I know. No, okay, no. I don't know. He's just my fave.
Yeah, he's the sweetest.
So, yeah. And then I have, I used to have a puppy named Abby. She's a golden retriever. She passed away, though. And then I have Charlie. He's my other dog. He's, lives in Powell River with the rest of my family because they all live there.
Funniest dog ever. Funniest dog ever.
Yeah, he's just stares little, into the distance and just
little shit dog. It's but he's so cute. Weird.
Yeah, he's a little Maltese.
Yeah.
Then of course I have Bella, which I'm sure we've all heard of me talking about Bella. She's my 4-year-old German Shepherd. I have worked at the same place for eons.
Eons.
Just kidding.
Eons.
8 years.
Yeah. It's been eight years.
Yeah, it'll be 9 this year. This year.
I'm in denial of time.
Well, maybe, wait, hang on then. Maybe I wasn't 14 when I moved here. Maybe I was 15 when I moved here.
Either way, I'm still in denial of
time. I mean,
time.
Yeah, okay.
Seriously. It's wild.
Or maybe this year is 10 years. I can't remember. Man, time just goes by so fast. I don't remember.
Yeah, you can't even keep track. We can't even keep track of our episode.
I literally can't. No, I know. I know, right? Yeah, so I've been working at the same little cafe for however long. It's been forever. They are my second family. Whoever's there, you know who you are.
Yeah,
I've met so many amazing people along the way, and I'm so grateful for all of those people in my life because they are, everything to me. And I do 4 days there, and then I do 1 day at home. I work for my sister and her hubby, and I do bookkeeping shit. Whatever they want me to do, I pretty much do it virtually, and I'm just like, hey, I'll do this or that or pay bills and whatever. I really enjoy it. Life's great.
Life's great. Yeah. Peace, love, lip gloss. See you later.
Okay, that was it.
Yeah.
And then just a little fun fact about me is that I also went to school to be a hairdresser. I found the industry way too catty. No offense to anyone who's a hairdresser. I just couldn't work with the people that were there.
You're
and I've tried many places, so it's not
you're
just
not
the
that.
One.
You're not, well, it's like, no,
yeah,
it's a different kind of vibe that you have to be, but that's just not you, really.
Yeah,
I just don't, hairdressers are just a different kind of personality almost too, and you're more just I want to garden and sit and I don't know,
literally
it's
I
want to
garden and
vibe.
sit. I hate sitting actually, but yeah, I'm too restless. I'm like, I gotta do something. No, it's
I prefer
true,
to
though.
Kneel.
Yeah, yeah. in the garden. So I am a hairdresser, and I also do nails, and I also do lashes. So I kind of I keep busy with that on the side here and there.
I
do it all.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit about me. What's a fun fact about you?
I have more written down. I was just didn't want to go on about myself.
Oh, I thought we were just giving
no,
it
it's
all.
Okay.
And...
I should have. It's okay. I should have. I'm a Libra. Like we'd said in the first episode, I'm a Libra and Sarah's a Taurus. And Tauruses are my favorite. So that's why we get along so well. I love music more than anything in this whole world. I don't know if you opened it or not yet, Sarah, but I sent you a Snapchat this morning because I don't cry very often. But the only time I cry is when music is playing. If the only thing that can make me feel emotional, unless something traumatic happens, but the only way that something can make me cry is music. That sentence didn't make any sense. But you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Haven't had a good cry. I don't cry very often, but then I'm listening to this Chris Stapleton song. And man, he's so beautiful. He's such a beautiful artist. And I just start crying and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me? I literally have
nothing.
To be dang, I'm it's been a tough year. I should probably I don't know, listen to a song, maybe get some tears out, kind of release. And it's I have to play music and a few songs at that to get anything out of me. I love music. Music is the only thing I care about. Not really, but you know what I mean? I have never been so passionate about something in my life other than self-awareness, like self-care, like self-development. I love that, but music is literally everything to me. And this is kind of like a, I don't know, everyone could see this as like, oh, it's getting dark, but like to relate to others, I'd like to mention that I have ADHD. I've been diagnosed by a doctor with ADHD, severe anxiety, clinical depression, and PTSD. So in case you guys are all listening and you're like, oh, like, do they really know what it's like? It's like, bitch, I do, actually. I've been there. Been there. I've been on a self-love journey for the last like 2 years too, and I've just found such a passion for bettering myself, and then now with the podcast, like helping other people better themselves as well. And it kind of started with like all the stuff that I went through, and then I'm like, hey, like this isn't okay anymore. And then I'm like, Sarah, like let's do a podcast together. And then now Sarah's learning tons about herself, which is just makes me so happy. In my free time, I love being outside. Like I love being outside if there's music playing. Anywhere if there's music playing. I like to hike. I like to go for walks. I like to be at the beach. I sometimes go to the gym. Like I don't love it, but it makes me feel good after. And I have a dog named Nova and a bearded dragon named Cora. And I'm 24 years old. I have black hair.
I am too.
Black hair, and I love band tees, and I love deathcore music,
and French fries,
and French fries, and poutine,
yeah,
and nachos, and mimosas.
I love mimosas.
Are my fucking favorite. like I could drink them all day long.
Yeah.
But yeah. And I love beauty. Like I'm really into like taking care of myself, and I like doing my hair. Like I like taking time and doing my makeup and like feeling cute and stuff. And you know, that's like a Libra side of me. But then I'm also like wearing band tees and like leggings, and I'm like, don't fucking talk to me.
Yeah, exactly.
I have like six different personalities.
Mm-hmm, that's good.
Like
thing, though.
A little side story. We did a party for my birthday last year in October, and it's a dress like Caitlyn party, and everyone's like, which Caitlyn do I have to dress like? But then everyone nailed it, like doing like the long black hair with the tattoos and the band tee and everything. And oh my God, that was the best birthday ever. Like it was so amazing.
Yeah, definitely a memorable experience. That was so awesome. So good.
A fun fact about me is I've always loved singing and dancing. I've been I was dancing for like 10 years of my life. I did like Highland dancing, Hawaiian dancing. I did lyrical, jazz, hip hop. I really liked hip hop the most. And Highland dancing, like full-on kilt, feet were numb from the shoes because you had to tie them so tight, hair in a bun, literally like so much hairspray, like a whole bottle. And I always wanted to be a voice actress or on radio.
So it's kind of your dream coming true in a way.
Literally.
You're getting there.
If I could do anything full-time, it'd be podcasting and networking, like social media networking. Like that is my favorite thing. It doesn't ever feel like a job.
No, it doesn't.
Like to be a full-time podcaster, like you're joking. So that's why we're here.
Make our dreams come true.
Yeah, literally. One last thing I like to mention, because you were saying it before, you were saying how you're like so lucky with the people that you've met when you're here. I just like to say that if you're a good person, good people gravitate towards you. And that just says so much about you. It's because you are just a little ray of sunshine. That's like, I love everyone and I'm just the nicest person ever. So then people that are like that are going to gravitate towards you. You know what I mean?
Aww, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't always happen that way. Like, cause like I have you in my life and like, what am I?
Oh, like, stop it. What the fuck,
you know
dude?
What I mean?
Don't say that.
Like, you are just like the kindest person ever. So obviously people like that are going to gravitate towards you, you know? And it's good that you haven't had like a bad experience with it, like someone like completely like taking advantage of your kindness and stuff like that. Not that you would ever allow that, but you have been really lucky with the people that you've met.
Oh, I'm so lucky. Like, and I'm not saying like I love my friends and everybody from Powell River. Like we go way back, and those are friendships too that I'll always cherish. I think I was insinuating more so on the side of like the fact that my job has brought these people into my life. It's like people that you wouldn't ordinarily even be friends with, because your paths would never cross, and then all of a sudden they become in your life. It's like school is one thing, you grow up together and they're there. I mean, chance is still there, right? Like me moving to Vernon and meeting you, right? That's the best thing that's happened to me, and I'm still like, you know, it's like it blows my mind that it worked out that way. But it's just, it's kind of crazy to think about it that way, right? And you're just like, oh wow, like I'm so blessed.
Yeah,
blessed.
Seriously.
Hashtag blessed.
Dude, hashtag bless up. Yeah. I have met the most amazing people at my jobs. Like actually, mm-hmm. Job friendships or work friendships are literally the best. Like I could list at least 6 or 7 people at my current job as a receptionist that I would literally like invite to my wedding, like go on a trip with. Like I love these people. They're so amazing. And they're just the best. So it's crazy how you can meet people like that. Like when you're working in like an office or some shit like that, it's like, oh, there's Dave by the water jug, and there's like, yes, Cindy that's cheating on her husband and she never shuts up about it. Like it's different with these, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a whole bunch of like random references because I've been watching Trixie and Katya for the last like weekend. So now I'm like on my like little goofy goober brain.
Yeah. Exactly. That's okay.
I think that's it about me. Like there are little things that I could probably think about, but like, yeah, but there's so much.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's like there's so much to like cover, and I guess we'll kind of unfold as we go because more memories and more things will come up as we undress as we go. But one quick funny thing that happened in my life when I first moved to Vernon. Wait, what happened?
Could you imagine like you and I just on FaceTime and it's like we're actually gonna undress and then all of a sudden you and I are just sitting here naked? It's like, now let's see how well you can podcast.
Oh my gosh, that's one of those things that it's like you're when people were working remotely and then they would have no pants on in the Zoom call. It's like that, but like they don't need to know.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like naked and just
Yeah. Or like you're naked but you have like a filter behind you, like
Of the ocean.
That's awesome. Of the ocean, yeah. Put like goggles on. Yeah. I would totally be that coworker.
Yeah, exactly.
Gets fired the next day.
Yeah.
But anyways.
That's so funny. I was just gonna say like a funny fact about when I first got my job at the cafe, I had gotten recommended from someone we knew, and then they were like, oh, okay, like Kunal's in, like you gotta meet with him. And I was like, okay, I've never met this dude in my life, but sure. Well, my mom and I had just gone in for a coffee and I gave my resume, right? But he just wasn't there at the moment. So he's like, oh, I'll just get him to call you when he gets back to the cafe. And so my mom and I had our coffee, we left, and then we got a call from him, and then we were like, oh, okay, let's just whip by there again and I'll, you know, I guess we'll do an interview. And so I literally had the interview with my mom, and like she was trying to answer the questions the whole time.
Oh my
and
god, I remember that.
Kicking her under the table. I'm like, Mom, I'm supposed to answer. Like, this is my first job here. Like, I'm supposed to answer the questions. And anyways, long story short, I mean, obviously I got the job, but it was super, super funny because I was like, Mom, stop. And that's just something we always talk about to this day. I'm like, remember when I like got interviewed with my mom?
Yeah. Oh my god, that's so funny. I remember you telling me that story. Mm-hmm. That's hilarious.
I know, right?
I don't have like any significant like funny stories about my jobs or anything, but I don't know, like there was a movie filmed at my work once, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was a little like story about it. So I work up front, and they were filming a Nicolas Cage movie at my work, and they turned it into a brothel.
That's wild.
Yeah, so then I know people who've been in the movie industry or whatever, and like I had like, I guess, quote unquote, seen someone, or like I was friends with this guy for a really long time, but like we had quote unquote seen each other for a while, and I'm familiar with his family and I know his dad really well, and his dad's like super awkward, but I love him. And so he comes in to like chit chat with some of the girls, being like, do you want to be an extra? Like, you have to wear a bikini or like lingerie or something like that, but you can be an extra if you like send your stuff to this guy's email. So he's like talking to my coworker, and I'm like, no way, that's like whoever's dad, whatever. And I'm like looking at him, I was like, oh my gosh, I hope he doesn't ask me. So then he comes over and he's just like, yeah, would you be, hi Caitlin. I'm
like, hello. Oh my god.
He's just like, are you gonna be a part of this? I was like, no. And he's like, okay,
absolutely
good.
And that would like be so awkward.
Yeah. And then like, oh man, it was so awkward. And then I don't even think I've even seen the movie, but yeah, I was like made into a brothel. I was like just casually like, word up.
Yeah, he was filming right down the street from the cafe too, and I was
Oh,
like, what are you doing?
I guess he
maybe he was gonna come in for coffee, but he never did.
Yeah, well, I guess he got like hit in the face too hard, and then like he had like a little hissy fit, and then all the cast were like, "What the fuck, dude? Like, what's going on?" I don't know. Like, a lot of people love him, but I'm like, he's such a dick. Like, from what I've heard, like I knew four or five people on that set personally, and they were all like, "No, he was just absolutely ignorant."
Oh yeah. So, well, yeah. He probably thought, you know, small town, like they're gonna think I'm, you know,
big. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I liked him in National Treasure. He was good. That was a good movie series.
It's tough because like Pedro Pascal like loves him, and I'm like, how do you love
him?
You're
like, I have to respect Bay's wishes.
Yeah. I'm like, how do you love him so much? But like, okay, I guess I'll change my mind for you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Like, I don't think I have any other funny. I mean, I fell on my face and had a seizure at my work once. That was kind of funny.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Shit. Definitely eat before you go to work, and then don't hurt yourself at work, because then I fainted on my face and had a seizure on the ground. That was funny. I like to laugh about that one. That was like 4 or 5 years. No, 4 years ago, probably, like right when I first started there. Yeah. And I think I got a concussion from it too, because it was cement flooring.
Shit. Oh my gosh.
My poor coworker's like, I don't know what to do. And like, face down. And then she turned my head a little bit, and I'm like shaking a little bit. Like, oh my goodness gracious.
Lord.
Yeah. I was going to the Lord.
You were like 95% there. And then you woke right, you got back into it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, I saw the light and I turned around.
Yeah.
Wanted to go back to work.
Yeah, I was like, this isn't the way I should be going. I thought I'd be walking downstairs. Yeah. Oh, seriously, I'm like, why is it so bright in this bitch? Yeah. Thought I need a flashlight.
Or a torch. Your torch will lead the way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. If you know, you know.
Or a flint.
Some flint. Yeah, flint, there you go.
You'll
take the door with you.
Yeah.
Flintin' and flamin'.
No, that's not what we said.
And blowin' and flintin'.
Flintin' and blowin' and flintin'. And flintin' and blowin'. Like, sounds like a fucking rap song.
Yeah.
Should we start a rap career now?
I was just gonna say that.
Yeah. Anyways.
So good. I've had many, many experiences from work that have literally put me on the floor laughing so hard, but I'll talk about those another day.
Yeah.
I feel like there's too many to even, like, begin. And it's kind of one of those things where you have to be there.
Yeah.
A lot of situations, like, you have to be there. Otherwise, you won't understand. They're
Like the flinted
jokes,
and blowing,
right?
You know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You gotta be there.
I'm gonna ask you a 2-second question then. Because it's kind of on that. What is the weirdest inside joke that you think we have together?
Oh, man. Well, we had a bunch in high school, but, like, they're not as, like, significant now because we're older. But, like, Peace Love Lip Gloss, like, kind of was a joke.
Definitely.
But I think that's because of the shirt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Inside joke. Well, do you know or
Yeah,
do you
have I
have
answer? One.
Oh,
I do
gosh.
Have one.
Okay. Let me think about this for a sec. I can't think of one that's like genuinely still. Oh, hold on.
There's one that we do often still.
Like, I think it's funny when you say Darnell when you're annoyed. Darnell!
I know.
Like, that's
you and
funny,
Austin,
that's
like, that never gets old.
Yeah, literally. Austin's like, I exit my body when Sarah says that because it's so funny. I can't think on the spot. Like, it's so funny.
Well, when I was looking up this question, or like when I was looking at question ideas, this one came up, and then the first thing that popped into my head was like us just being like, where'd you go, or something, and being like, I'm right here.
Yeah, that's like a high school one, right?
Yeah, like, that's like the biggest one to me, because I feel like we still do it.
Yeah,
like there's still times where we're just like, I'm right here.
Yeah.
But like really
literally.
Fast. I'm right here.
Yeah. Or like, what was the one? We used to do those like video editing videos. When I'm like, so I was walking today. It's like, and I got hit by a bus. Like, you and I had to finish a bus. Yeah. We don't really talk about that stuff anymore. Cause
No.
That was like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, do we have a recent inside joke or like a funny thing that's happened recently?
I feel like
I always forget them because a lot of the time it happens when we're like drinking and then I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. Like,
Kate, oh my god, I remember I had it written in my notes from high school, but I was saying we were hanging out with this one guy that we were friends with, and he's like talking about catcalling, and you're like, is catcalling going like meow, meow?
Oh my god.
I wrote it down on my phone, and you were like, I think we were probably in like grade 10, dude. And you're like, is catcalling like meow, meow?
Oh my gosh. I was really dumb back then. Like, I literally didn't know any of that.
You were just a little sheltered, but that's okay.
I was. I definitely
you
was.
Were in a bubble, and then I popped it.
Yeah.
I popped your bubble.
Oh, that's so true.
Man, like, if I actually sat down here and thought about it for a while, I know that we have a few.
Yeah, we definitely do. We definitely do.
Yeah. But they just come up.
They do. They come and go.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, there
you
come.
Are. No, oh, that's a good one. Wherever you go, there you are.
Yeah, that's one we use a lot, actually.
Oh yeah,
right,
that's such a good one.
Yeah.
It's not really like an inside joke, it's just funny.
I think it's so fucking funny.
Dude, we need to get sweaters with that on it.
I love that.
Like,
I would love
and make it try
more.
To look like inspirational, like
with a mountain in the background.
Yeah, mountains and like a shirt you'd get from like West 49, like looking all like majestic and stuff. Yes. And then it'd just be like, wherever you go, there you are. And then it'd be like, peace, love, look, loss.
The
or some
podcast.
Yeah, or like
we'll figure it out.
Yeah, like that.
We'll
like just funny,
know.
Just dumb.
Yeah,
dumb shirts.
Dumb shirts would be great.
Yeah. Anyway, so since we're like talking about ourselves, we do have like other sides of us, which is our partners. And I want to hear what you can tell us about you and Mr. lead singer of Rascal Flatts.
That's an inside joke.
Or Johnny Bravo.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the most recent one. Sorry. The most recent one. Okay. I literally can't. Okay. Okay, so Darnell's been getting mullets for the last year, ever since Austin. And so I was kind of doing them and learning how to do them. And then he went to a lady in Kelowna and she did a really good job. And one day. One day.
I wish I knew what this was so I knew why you're laughing so hard. I'm just laughing because you're laughing.
I know. Okay, I'm trying to compose myself. Okay, so one day I took a photo of Darnell. And I sent it to Katie. And she... I literally can't do this. And she was like, oh, it's Maddie from my...
I said he looked like Maddie from my stage.
Because of the way his hair flooped over and like,
oh my god, he had like a middle part. Like a middle part with like,
yeah.
It looked like he just took rollers out of his front bangs.
No, but then ever since every time he did the middle part, I was like, oh my gosh, it's freaking Manny. And so and it's just the I don't even know how we got on this topic. Oh, because of what he looked like. Anyways, so what was
you
the question?
And, I just wanted you to tell us more about your other half, like with Johnny Bravo and your life and stuff.
Yeah, perfect. That's so it's nice to be with a famous person.
Yeah. I don't even know the lead singer of Rascal Flatts names, but it's probably Darnell Hawke.
Probably.
Holy shit.
Oh man. Anyways, about us. How did we meet? We met in high school.
Yeah.
Thanks to a special someone, Caitlin. We didn't know each other for all of the 11th grade when we first met, or like when I first moved to Vernon. But then in the 12th grade, in the first semester, we had like all of a sudden, in the second semester, we had literally 3 out of 4 classes together. I had no classes with this dude at all. And then all of a sudden, boom, 3 out of 4 classes with him. And I was like, who is he? And I always remember, Caitlin, when we would walk by him and whoever he was with.
Because we do laps around like Fulton.
Yeah, we or whatever yeah, break, or break. We'd go to our car, whatever we'd end up doing. She'd always be like, looking good, Darty. Yeah. And I was like, who the heck is this guy? And I was always like, okay, that's really weird. And like, but we would all, we'd never like stop and talk. It was always just like, looking good, Darty. And like across the parking lot. And then it would just like, we'd carry on and do our thing. So there was never any like interaction there. But then I'm like, okay, so who is this guy? Like, I'm noticing him more. He's like in the classes I'm in. And then I don't even know like how it first started, but it was like,
I know how it started.
I think between you like being in forestry.
Yeah, we were in forestry and I remember
and then
you
we
kept
would invite him over.
Yeah. Yeah. To sit at our table.
Yeah. Yeah, but like I think it was more like you invited him over because I don't think I had the balls to. I think
I had
way too scared to.
Like way too much confidence in high school. I'm like, Darn, you looking good. Like you couldn't catch me saying that to someone nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I was so comfortable. Like, and I barely even knew Darnell. Like, that's so funny thinking about that. But it's good though because clearly it benefited both of us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I don't know. I think it was like definitely forestry was like the main class that we were able to like really like hang out in. One class specifically that I remember was in psychology, and he had snapped me and he was like, want to go to Tim's at break, because Tim Hortons. Everybody was like, oh my gosh, Tim's. That was what we'd do. We'd go get like iced coffees and stuff.
Ice caps,
all that.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going on this like little date with this dude. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I was freaking out. And so it was like, it's only like a 15 minute break. So like, what, you know what I mean? Like, it's not even that scary when I think about it. But anyways, so I was like, okay, I'm going to go. So we went and we were going through the drive thru. I think I might have told this story before.
You have. Yeah. But that's
okay. Yeah. And basically quick story was like, he kind of bumped into the guy's vehicle in front of him. And like, we all kind of had a good laugh and it was a little embarrassing for him, I'm sure. But you know, it was a good memorable first date. And then fast forward, he went to Costa Rica for 2 weeks. And so we snapped the whole time. And then he came back and it was like April 17th and or April 16th. He wrote in he came to visit me at the cafe. And then he wrote in the book, he's like, do you want to go to grad together? Yes or no? It was like a little guest book. And then he like showed it to me and I was like, oh yeah. And I circled yes. And like, you know, I kept that little piece of paper. And that was the 16th. And then we were closing up. This was like back when the cafe was open till like 8. And like went outside and Marina was like, hey, like go give Darnell a hug. Like she was kind of like forcing me to give him a hug. And then I took that as, like, for some reason I had, like, the most courage I've ever had. And I kissed him. Yeah. And he was, like, my first, like, official kiss. And so I was, like, super awkward, obviously. And, yeah. And then I just thought, oh, we're never going to see each other again. Because I was so embarrassed.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was so embarrassed. I know. This is, like, high school shit. You know what I mean? Like, high school problems.
Yeah.
And I was, like, oh, my gosh. She's never going to see me again. And then he, like, obviously messaged me that night still. And, yeah, I mean, it was history from then. And then the next day, we hung out. And then he asked me to be his girlfriend. And ever since then, we've been together. And we've moved to Powell River together when I took my hair course. We came back here together. And we've been living in the same house now for 4 years. And
have a dog together.
We have a dog together and a fish together.
Fish.
Yeah. We enjoy a lot of the same things and life's good.
That's so funny, like the difference between you and I. Like Sarah and I are like best friends, but then we are so different. Like different. Like Sarah literally has kissed pretty much the same guy, has only been with the one person, and I have been with, I'm not gonna mention that on a podcast, but like I've had my fair share. Like I have had a lot of experience in life in general, like a lot, which also isn't great. And it's not bad. It's not great. It's like, it's not. Yeah. I don't know. But I think it's so funny that like you literally like, he's like the only dude. Actually, you have kissed more than him. You've kissed me. When we were drunk once.
I kissed you and well, it's kind of funny. I've kissed more girls than guys. I've kissed two guys in my life.
I'm the gay one.
Yeah. And I've kissed you and Simona. I'm sure Emily.
All girls kiss their friends when they've been drinking.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, it's just,
that's what I mean. It's kiss. Mwah. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just
be careful around me. Everyone.
But definitely you. Definitely Simona.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah.
It was just pecs, sure though. Like,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
There's
not like
a
make it
people.
Out. No. Yeah. It's like literally like the most innocent little like kiss.
Like our lips barely even touch.
No, it's like just like how they hover.
Like how you kiss your husband of like 15 years before he goes to work. Like you barely even touch.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like I probably kiss my dog more intensely.
Yeah, seriously. Honestly. Yeah. But and then so I like to tell, like, it's good that you told your story because you guys happened first, obviously. And then with Austin and I, like, I'll go on to this little tangent now. But so when Sarah and Darnell started dating, I would, like, third wheel with them all the time. They were, like, my comfort parents, kind of. And, like, I would always hang out with them. And it was, like, I was just, like, it was just Sarah and Darnell. Like, it was, like, that's how it was for a really long time. And then Austin, who is my boyfriend, would just, like, come along with us to go for drives or go to car shows or car meets and just all this stuff, or just to come over and hang out. And like, it would be Austin and I sitting in the back seat and Sarah and Darnell sitting in the front. And Austin and I have been friends since grade 8. I like to mention that him and I have been really close since grade 8, but this started happening in what, grade 12, right? That we all started hanging out. Yeah. So we'd hang out all the time. And then it would just be like Austin and I in the back. And I'm like, okay, I'm sorry, Austin, if you're listening to this right now, but like, I was always like, okay, he has a crush on me. Like, I feel kind of awkward because like, why do you like me? Because we all knew that you had a crush on me. And like, he's probably like, oh, whatever. Like, it's true. We all knew it.
Yeah, he did.
We knew. It's true. Like, and like, we would go to my house and we'd go swimming and like, we'd hang out in my room, Austin, Sarah and I. And it's just crazy to think about that and being like, oh my gosh, Austin will only ever be my friend. Like, that's it. Like, I don't think I could be with Austin. And then look where I am now. Like,
yeah,
I love reminiscing on those days where we'd like go to car meets and stuff. And it was like, you two were the couple. And then Austin and I were just kind of like broing it out. Like, cause we were like bros. Cause it's so funny. Whenever I ask Austin, I'm like, what do you like about me the most? He's like, cause you're like one of the dudes. And I'm like, are you gay?
Yeah.
I'm like, have you really thought? I'm like, are you a little pretty? Judgment. Love that. But he's like, you're one of the guys. Cause I always had been with him and his friends. Cause how I really became close with Austin is because I had dated briefly one of his friends in high school who had this whole friend group, blah, 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 blah. Anyways, so I end up being in a three-year relationship. And then I was like, how?
You were going to say something else.
What were you going to say? Foursome? Yeah. Oh my God, no.
Like, I was in a four-way. And I was like, what?
And I got hit by a car.
Yeah, my bus.
Anyway, so I was in like a 3-year long-term relationship, whatever, I guess you could call it long-term. It was my biggest and like first ever like serious relationship, like live with them and everything. And then that ended and I moved to Kelowna. As we all know, I moved to Kelowna for a year and I worked on myself for as long as I could. And I remember being in Kelowna being like, I really want to find someone and be serious with someone. And that's all I could think about, which is ironic because everyone always says, like, love comes to you when you're not looking for it. It's fucking true. It's so true. Because when you're obsessing over it, it doesn't come for some reason, even though it's like, I thought that's how manifestation worked. I don't know. It's super weird with love and stuff like that. And like, I love that it happened this way, though. But the whole time I was in Kelowna, I was like, I just want to find someone who's perfect for me. But I was obsessing over it. And then I'm like, hey, well, nothing's working for me. COVID shut down the world. I don't want to be here anymore. I'm going to move back to Vernon. So then I move back to Vernon. I'm chilling. And I am on a walk with my friend. And we're walking, whatever. And I hear this really loud truck behind me. And I turn around and I was like, no way. That's Austin Picard's truck. And I hadn't have seen him in like probably 2 years because he was in a relationship. And then I was in that long-term one or whatever. So I'm like, whatever. Austin and I are bros. Like, I'm going to run up to his truck and start banging on his window. Like, I look like I literally just woke up like haggard as fuck, like wearing a sweater that's just ripped up, like no makeup, probably sweaty, bad breath, whatever. So I run up to his truck and I like bang on his window because they're tinted and I couldn't see him. And I'm like, Austin, oh my gosh. And he rolls down the window. I was like, who is that guy? Like, is that Austin? Like that can't be.
He doesn't look like he used to.
Because a little explanation. Austin was, I don't mean this in a mean way, Austin, if you're listening, but he was short, like much shorter, and he didn't grow until pretty much grade 12, but he was shorter than me. Like, I would always tease him all the time. It was just our thing when we were friends, how I would always like look over him because I was a whole head taller than him. And he had like Justin Bieber hair, and he had like a higher pitched voice because he hadn't hit puberty. And then this guy that I walk up to in the truck has like really nice hair, like his like, oh, he just like looks older and stuff. And I'm like, who is this guy? He looks taller. He has like cool glasses on, a hat on, like his truck, all this stuff. And I'm just like, ooh, like what is it? Ooh. And then I'm like, so awkward. So we're chit chatting. I'm like, oh my gosh, so nice to see you, whatever. And keep in mind, his truck is like lifted. So my chin is at like his window. And I'm like, I reach into his rolled down window and I pat him on the chest and I go, good seeing you, buddy. And then I run away.
Oh my gosh.
And he's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, okay, good seeing you, buddy. And I like patted him on the chest. Like, that's so embarrassing. Cause I got nervous. I'm like, why am I feeling so nervous? Like,
cause this is not the Austin you're used to seeing.
Yeah. I'm like, this is literally totally like my blindsided bestie in high school. Like, what? It was so weird. And then after that, he had contacted me and he's just like, how's it going? And I was like, oh, good, whatever. And then I didn't think about it because I actually was going through some stuff at the time. And I wasn't actually looking for a relationship at this point, which is really weird. So the one time I wasn't looking for a relationship, this comes up. And I'm like, yeah, we should get the squad, squad, the worst word ever, but that's what we were, like, the squad. Yeah. That's very millennial.
Yeah.
And I was like, we should all get together, like, Sarah Darnell, you and I. And he's like, yeah, for sure, like, let's get together soon, whatever. And then I didn't really want to bring this up, but it was because I had just gone through a breakup with someone who was not great. So I don't really remember, like, I don't like to talk about that time in my life just because it was very insignificant for me and it was just a bad time. But the reason why I didn't want to date is because I had just gone through a breakup of like not even like 5 or 6 months, like minimal, terrible time. Anyways, and as soon as he finally knew that I was single, no joke, 2 days later was my birthday, and he messaged me at 12:01 being like, happy birthday, buddy, like blah blah blah. And then after that he kept messaging me, and I'm like, why is Austin keeping conversation? Because we would just talk, like, kind of like, we should get together, okay, yeah, like, when are you free, yeah, okay, like super nonchalant.
Yeah.
And then he's like, so what are you doing today, like, how has your week been? I'm like, this is kind of suspicious, like, this is weird. But then I'm like, okay, but then I remember that Austin's always had a crush on me, and I don't mean to be self-centered, but it's true. And then I'm like, interesting. So long story short, we started hanging out. And I made him wait 6.5 months to date me because I wasn't ready. Cause I really wasn't ready at that time. I had a lot of, you know, shit that I was dealing with, and, you know, I was just nervous to get back into another relationship after that, like 6 months of like coming from a relationship that I felt constantly insecure about. Like, there was like addiction in it, and like, you know, just constantly talked down. I never felt good enough for like anyone, and I was just super insecure. So like, I just didn't want a relationship. But then, of course, like, Austin is, like, the sweetest dude ever. And I'm just, like, la-di-da-di-da. Like, I'm just, like, I don't mean to say this in a mean way because I've grown from this, obviously. But I was definitely taking advantage of it and just, like, soaking it in and being selfish about it. Which makes sense as to why I made him wait 6 months. Everyone's, like, wow, why are you, like, dragging him on for so long? It's, like, well, that was pretty selfish of me, for sure. But, like, obviously, I had feelings for him, and I liked him and stuff like that. I just wasn't ready to completely jump into something again.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not that I was literally just using him. Like, I was kind of, like, I really liked him, and we were, like, seeing each other, for sure. And I wasn't seeing anyone else. But I do feel bad that I let him on for so long, because him and I had, like, chit-chats and stuff. Like, super cute. I know he probably doesn't want me to talk about this, but the first time Austin actually ever said he loved me was because I didn't want to date for a really long time, and he had started falling in love with me. So we started seeing each other in September, like after my birthday, like the week after my birthday, we started like seeing each other. And he said that he started to realize he was in love with me on Halloween. And then, so fast forward into late November, I had no idea. And I'm like, la, la, live my life, whatever. And he's like, where is this going? Like, we had a big talk, whatever, as he should have like the right to ask that. And he was getting a little emotional, which is unlike him, but like, it's great that men show emotions. And he said that he loved me. He's like, this is really tough because I love you so much. And then in that moment, I was like, holy shit, like, this is legit. This kid really loves me. Like, not only has he liked me from high school, which he had mentioned that time, he like really loves me. And I'm like, whoa, okay, well, I have to like smarten up. Anyways, long story short, we dated for until May of that year. And we broke up for 3 months. I'm going to be transparent, 100%. Then we broke up for 3 months because there were some issues that I literally could not deal with that was external from our relationship. And he realized literally within a week that he messed up. And he sat outside my work in the parking lot of the mall and watched me drive home and was like super depressed about it, like after the second month. And he told me this. I'm like, you literally sat there to watch me drive home for that split second? He's like, yeah. And then I'd go home and cry pretty much. And I'm like, oh, aww. Perfect. Which you should have, honestly. Like, you should, bitch. Like, you deserved all of the cries. Because I, you know, it was a tough time, right?
Yeah.
I learned lots about me because we both had a couple things to work on. But, like, it was basically just, like, an external thing to our relationship that was causing so many fucking issues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we... So it's August, like 20th of 2 years ago, August 20th. And I go to Sarah's house and I'm like, oh, like, I just can't stop thinking about Austin, blah, blah, blah. And Sarah goes, I know you guys are not going to be apart. Like you're like, I just know it. You guys are supposed to be together. Like, I will not say otherwise. Like, you guys are supposed to be together. And I'm like,
I knew that it wasn't the end. I knew that breakup wasn't the breakup of like, that wasn't it. Yeah. I knew that there was more to it.
The actual one was supposed to be like from a year from now. I'm joking. I'm just joking. No, let's not jinx that.
No.
But yeah, so I'm sitting with Sarah and I'm just like kind of getting emotional because I'm like, oh my gosh, like I wish that was true, blah, blah, blah. And she's just like, well, why don't we just text him and say that we like have something for him or something like that? Because I had these notes that Austin and I wrote each other before we had broken up, like saying how much we cared about each other, blah, blah, blah. And I had them in my car still. And we're like, let's just text him. So then Sarah and I sat in my car waiting for his replies, like back and forth for like 3 hours, it felt like, if not longer. It was like 12 o'clock in the morning and we both had to work the next day. But you and I were like so intrigued to see what was going to happen next. And then I'm just like, so then I was like, hey, well, before work tomorrow, I can come drop them off like at your truck. And he's like, okay, sounds good. So then the little sappy motherfucker that I am, I wrote another note in it saying like, take this with a grain of salt, like I would love to chat if you like whatever or something like that, like I don't know, because the way he was texting me was like, this guy seems like he like realized that he messed up or that he like really really regretted it. So then I'm like driving to his house in the morning freaking out, like absolutely losing my shit. Like it's like 6 a.m. and I'm driving to his place to like put these, like, this sounds so cheesy, but like to put these notes on his truck so he can read it, whatever. And he got them and he texted me immediately like crying faces and a heart. And then I'm like, what? And he's just like, no, your notes, like I literally just started crying. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I'm like, Sarah, what do I do? And then he's like, let's get together and chat. And then I'm like, well, I'm not gonna forgive him unless this, that, this, X, Y, and Z, blah, blah, blah. Which is true, obviously. But it's not like Austin was like a liar, cheater, piece of crap, like treated me poorly. It was nothing like that. Mm-hmm. Like it literally was an external problem.
It was external.
It had nothing to do with both of us, really.
No.
Like it was literally just something external to our relationship that was not being controlled. And so it's not like I had to be like, oh, I need to put my foot down because I won't ever tolerate him cheating on me. Ever. You know what I mean? Like,
No, you weren't like that.
Yeah, no. Like, he's not like that. So then I go to his house and I'm so awkward. Okay, I'm almost done my story. I'm sorry. This is a doozy.
Okay.
So I'm like driving to his place. I remember still what I wore, everything. So this is August 22nd of 2021. And I walk up to, like, I drive up his driveway and all of his family's outside. Like all of his dad's side of the family is just outside. Perfect. Awesome. So I park my car. Everyone's looking at me. And I get up, I'm like, hey, everyone, dogs are running up to me. So I try to, I'm like, perfect, dogs. I'll distract myself. Be like, hey, yeah, puppy, yeah. Whatever. And Austin's just standing there, like his arms hanging off the tailgate, like everything. He just looks so nonchalant. I'm like, I'm going to kill you. The fact that all your family's here right now, like you couldn't have shooed them away. I was so awkward because they knew who I was. And I was like, oh my gosh. And he's like, okay, well, then I go up to him, I'm like, hey, and like, you could see his face, like his face was beet red. And he like lit up as soon as I looked at him and smiled, he literally smiled right away. Cause you can just, that's how he is with me. And I'm like, okay, do you like want to go inside? And he's like, yeah, sure. So we go inside his place, absolute disaster. I'm like, you couldn't, and I walk in, I'm like, you couldn't even cleaned up for me. He's like, well, I'm like, I was like, yeah, I was like, he's like, well, I thought we were gonna like go for a drive or something. And I'm like, okay, sure. So he's like, let's go for a drive. And I was like, okay. So we went for a drive and we're just driving around listening to music, not saying a single thing to each other. Can you imagine how awkward that is? Mm-hmm. So then 20 minutes into this drive, I'm like, Austin, we need to go back and like chat. And he's like, mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, whatever. So then I got there at like 6, and then all of a sudden it's 3 a.m. And yeah, we are putting everything on the table, telling each other what we did like when we were together, all this, that, and this. And long story short, he said he messed up, and he, not really he messed up, but like he's like, I would do anything to be with you.
Yeah,
are fixed, whatever. And he hugged me and he started sobbing in my arms. This story sounds like Austin's a big crier, but he's not. Like, those are probably the 3 times he's only ever cried around me. Like, yeah, he doesn't cry very often. But
yeah, but it's fair enough. I mean, this is like a moment in life that you know, is very special.
Yeah. So then it was like 3 a.m. and we stayed up until like 6 a.m, like talking. Wow. And then he's just, when we woke up, he's just like, he's like, I can't believe I lived the last 3 months without you. He's like, I love you so much. You're like the most beautiful person ever, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, like my stubbornness was like, to think I'm your girlfriend that fast. And then I go home, I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like so excited, and yeah, the rest is history. But it's cute because this was 2 years ago, and he's like, I always ask him, because we do cute little couple check-in questions. I'm like, what was the best day that you can remember in your life? And he's like, the day we got back together was hands down the best day of my life. And I'm like, oh, that's really cute. It's really sweet. Like, we had such good talks and everything. And yeah, like, I was so nervous, I didn't eat anything that day. I had a few bites of a side Caesar salad, and he's like, are you gonna eat anything else? I'm like, no, I'm so nervous right now. And then now we have been dating since then. So in total, we've been together for like 2.5 years, but with that break, that doesn't really count. So it kind of restarts. I saw this TikTok. I saw this TikTok that I showed Sarah. It's like, oh my gosh, happy 6 years. It's like, wow, that must be so important when you're broken up for half of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, I think that's so funny. So really, it's going to be 2 years in August. So it's been the best relationship I've ever had. Every relationship has its ups and downs. No one's perfect for each other, I'd like to mention. No relationship is ever going to be perfect. Austin and I don't argue. We have probably had a quote-unquote fight where we're getting mad at each other and yelling, or we don't really yell at each other because I won't tolerate that. But fights, I guess. I would honestly, and I'm not shitting you, I think we've only had 2 fights. Ever. And then the other times where they have caused like huge emotions with the both of us is like if I'm having a tough time and he's trying to figure it out and I'm shutting him off. you know what I mean? But we never fight. But then there's couples that are like perfect too, but then they fight all the time. But it's like, I don't know. I don't really believe in fighting. Like, I believe in like having healthy communication and funny bickering and sarcasm, but fighting and like yelling at each other is never acceptable in my book.
It's definitely not healthy. It's definitely like, you know, you don't, especially yelling. I feel like yelling, it's like, I get things can get like heated or you get like passionate about what you're talking about, but I feel like yelling is just avoidable.
I think that if you are the kind of person that's like with someone that makes you feel like you have to yell for them to hear you, is an issue. Mm-hmm. Because if you have to literally yell at someone when you're arguing, that means that they are disrespectful and they don't respect you or the issue that you're actually bringing up. So when you think about it, yelling is actually a double whammy for disrespect, because you shouldn't actually be yelling at your partner. If a problem arises, I get it. No one's perfect. You're not going to be like, hey, what you did yesterday, it really hurt my feelings. You know, like, we're not like that. Like, I'm sorry, bitch. We aren't like that. Like, it's good to have that for sure. But, you know, every long-term relationship isn't going to be like, what you did yesterday really hurt my feeling. Like, no, you're gonna be like, that was rude. Like what? I don't know. So, but there's a difference between that and yelling. But you shouldn't be with anyone who wants, like, would hurt your feelings anyways. If you're dating a guy who, like, hurts your feelings, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, that's, yeah, no point in that. Like, mm-mm. no,
about that.
You want to better each other regardless.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry about that long tangent. Holy moly.
That's okay.
I think
that's good.
What's, like, so great about Austin, like we said in the relationship podcast or whatever that one was called, is that he never is afraid to say sorry, even if he's not wrong. Or even if he's not at fault, really. Like, he'll always say sorry. Because he doesn't ever want me upset. Like, immediately. Like, if I even seem slightly off, Austin will do anything to, like, be like, what's going on? Can we fix this? Like, what's going on? Yeah. So if you're dating a guy who just freaking annoys you, well, actually, that's different. That's different because Austin annoys me sometimes, as everyone does with their partners, because we like to tease each other. But if, like, your partner makes you mad and they don't listen to you, you're not respecting yourself.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Bitch.
I'm passionate about this topic, clearly. Bitch. Okay, so that's our other halves. Geez, like, I could talk about Austin and I's relationship and just relationships in general for a really long time. But one last thing is what we've said in the podcast before. I'm not being like, I don't really see it, but everyone else has, and you can vouch for this.
I think I know what you're going to say.
It's been like the best relationship ever I've ever been with. I've never met someone who is so compatible with me, but I have heard from you guys that you've never seen anyone look at someone the way Austin looks at me, and I love that. Like, that is something I will cherish forever, because I actually posted a video of Austin and I, like, a little collage video that I love, and everyone's like, I just want someone to look at me like that. And I'm like, I am that person in that relationship, because he's always like that no matter what. Like, I feel like he'll always be like that.
Yeah. Like, he looks, like, at you and it's like love. Like, there's,
like, it's
no,
not just looking at another person.
No.
He genuinely looks at me like I am the only thing there, and I'm, like, glowing, or I have glitter all over my face or something like that. Like, he doesn't look at,
like,
me like he looks
angel
at other people.
You're literally, like, you're just, he's blinded by, like, you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Seriously.
Like, that's what it is.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, I've seen so many videos and so many pictures. I'm just like, he literally looks like I'm Queen England. Oh.
Rip. What are the chances, dude?
I know. I'm
rest
sorry,
in
rip
peace. Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
I want to adopt her corgis.
Yeah.
Why was that the thing that came to my mind?
I have no idea. I love it, though. I love it.
Anyways, so enough about relationships. Sarah and I have a couple questions to ask each other about our friendship. Because, I have so many stories I can tell right now. Like, they're all coming up. But just so you guys have kind of an idea of our friendship, like, we became friends in high school and we spent, like, all of our time together, and then she started dating Darnell, completely left me in the dust, and then just joking,
just like left her.
And then Sarah moved away to Pell River, and then when she came back, I had moved to Kelowna. So there was a 2-year gap in Sarah and I's friendship where we barely talked at all. Like, if we talked, it was like once every 3 months or something. Like, we were so busy with our lives, like, we completely separated for, like, at least 2.5 years. And it's crazy because our friendship is so much different than it was when we were in high school, and then now it's a different friendship, which is so much, like, more mature. And 100%. I love it. Like, and it's gotten even better with this podcast, which is so awesome.
Yeah,
but
I love
anyways
it. No,
yeah,
I know. I honestly, like, I'm so grateful for you, and I say that all the time, but I just, like, I hope you know it, and, you know, it's, like, it's true, like, but that's the crazy thing, like, we've never had, like, really any hard times together, in the sense of, like, about our friendship. We drifted apart because life was busy in those 2 years, but it was never intentional. Yeah, we weren't in the same town,
yeah,
and, like, considering that, it's weird, like, I don't ever remember. It's weird, like, looking back and going, like, I don't remember ever, like, not talking to you. Like, it's weird that that did happen, but it doesn't seem like it actually happened. It just kind of, like, went by, and then here we are, and, like, nothing's we literally picked up where we left off.
Seriously.
It just changed a bit, because we grew up, and we matured a little more, right?
Yeah.
And so it wasn't making videos in my bed, like, or you know what I mean? Like, we're
or
sitting on the floor.
McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly. Ordering Red Robins and doing Austin's hair. What did we do with Austin's makeup or something? I don't know.
No, I did your makeup.
Our makeup.
Yeah, and Austin was on my bed watching us. We didn't do Austin's makeup, did we?
No, not till your party.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. That was the only time we had his makeup.
He has two sisters, and he hasn't had anyone do his makeup. I'm like, yeah, right.
Yeah, you're like, just let me change that.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah,
but that's actually funny, because one of the questions that I saw was like, oh, what was one of our like complicated times, and like how did we get through it? But I'm like, there has never been one.
No, I know.
There
I
has
think
literally
that's what
never
happens
been one.
When you're not so similar, because then you are able to like.
Or you're just a decent human. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
We're just like so good together.
Too. Yeah.
Like what
it's
is
like
that?
Yin and
I don't know. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Dumb and dumber.
Yeah. Dumb and dumber.
Dumb and dumber.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I'm gonna start with my first one.
Okay.
What's your favorite way to spend quality time with me?
Definitely, like, it's a new thing with the podcast. I definitely enjoy it. But really, when it comes to, like, just you and I time, like, I really enjoy our, like, old-fashioned, like, get a coffee, run errands, do that kind of thing. Just drive around, listen to music. Like, we're okay, like, if there's moments where we're not always talking. Or if it's silence and we're just chilling, or we're watching videos, like, and like things like that. Like I look forward to like when you're like, oh, you come over and you're like, oh, I have like 12 TikToks to show you. Cause like I never check TikTok. Right. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm just like, oh, sweet. So then
that's
we do
my
that,
love language.
Then, yeah, exactly. You're like, I got to show you these videos.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I just like days like that. Like that's my favorite, honestly.
Yeah. That truly is our friendship just outside of a podcast, but we are so busy, and I'm busy with school, whatever. And our podcasts that we haven't done it in like over 2.5 years. And then the other day we finally got together and it was so awesome. It was so nice just like walking downtown. We're like, yeah, sure, let's go wherever. We had a really good lunch, and oh yeah, we need to make that like more of like a monthly thing. And we'll
once the boys' schedules get all figured out again, I feel like we'll be able to get like, I feel like I'm in such a limbo with routine right now.
Oh totally.
It's just like, because
it's just a whole unsure moment. That's kind of how we both are right now too, right? Yeah,
but
exactly.
Then once things get rolling, we'll be good. We'll be good.
I'm the same though. Like, it's funny because the day that Sarah and I had just recently spent together, we were actually supposed to go to the beach, but then I'm like, hey, this is not like a Caitlin and Sarah thing to do, really. Obviously, we can try new things, but then you're like, oh, well, I have to stop at work in Dollarama. I was like, Kate, it's an errands day.
let's do it.
We're going to get lunch and coffees, and like, that's, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's fun.
Worked out perfect. I know. It is fun. It's very fun.
Yeah.
So this is I'll ask you a question. We'll kind of go back and forth. What's your most memorable trip with me, or like when we were in a group with people, or something memorable that you've done and driven to?
My birthday, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
My birthday, like out, we had an Airbnb out kind of on the way out to Big White. And yeah, that was so fun. Like, that was so fun. It was just, like, something that we all had been wanting to do, and it was a getaway, and my birthday, and everyone decorated, and it was so fun. Like, I can't wait to do something like that again. That one was my favorite one. We haven't really traveled a lot, and neither, like, I haven't really either. Like, the traveling that I've done isn't fun. Like, it was, you know, like, nothing crazy. Like, I've been to Vegas. Don't get me wrong, I am lucky for the experience that I had in Vegas, but I was 15 years old, and it was like 8 or 9 years ago. No, I don't know how to do math right now. And then I've been to Florida, which was great too, because it was my auntie's house, but then like I was like, that was when I was really like experiencing anxiety the most, and I hadn't have been medicated or anything. So I was like not eating, I was too anxious to sleep. Like, so it wasn't like a memorable, like great experience kind of thing, but... Other than that, like, I haven't really gone anywhere. Like, I've gone to Vancouver, like, 3 times, maybe. Like, not even. And Alberta. That's it. I don't do like big trips or anything like with friends or significant others. Like the only ones that I've ever done is just like staying the night in Calgary or something like that, or going to like a concert or something. I guess like a memorable trip, I guess, would be like a concert, but I haven't really gone very far for them. Like the farthest I've gone for a concert is for sure Calgary. And I've seen all of my other bands like in the Okanagan. So
that's nice. That's kind of handy.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah,
perfect. Exactly. They're coming here. I will yeah. go.
Like, I'm not a huge traveler. Like I'm not really like, I haven't traveled at all really. So
yeah.
Oh,
anyways, I thought I'd ask that.
What about you? I want to know you with us.
With us, I would say, I mean, we would do a lot of going up to Becker, and that was a lot of fun. But I would say, like, for, like, distance-wise, definitely, like, I really enjoyed our Kamloops day. That was a lot of fun.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Listening to music, and then we went to the Wildlife Center, and, like, that was, like, a good, memorable trip. I really liked that.
Yeah. Well, when I heard trip, I thought, like, an overnight type thing.
Right.
But, that was a good one, too.
Like, a road trip. Like, a little, you know, wherever you end up being, wherever you go, there you are.
Yeah, exactly.
And then for like, if it was like you weren't involved necessarily, it would definitely be the trip that we took with Darnell, my brother, and my dad and myself, and we went down to the Oregon coast, and it was so much fun. We went
so
from
beautiful.
Vancouver, and we took the ferry, and then we went all the way down. It was amazing. Such
That's
a
awesome.
Memorable trip.
I want
to
go there so
me,
bad.
I'm like, holy crap, we should do that trip.
Yeah, we should.
Like, we should do the coast, drive the coast. It would be so much fun.
That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We should just quit our jobs.
And just, yep, exactly.
Win the lottery and then do that.
Right. I'm going to go get on that later.
Speaking
we'll do that
of
later.
Money, speaking of money, what would your life look like if money wasn't involved, or like if money wasn't even a thing? Like, what would you picture your life?
I love that question.
Right?
I would have like a really nice, bright, open little farmhouse, nice yard, 2-3 dogs, depending on how many dogs I want to adopt.
Yeah.
And then I would like, I definitely get one more puppy, but that I really want to adopt dogs because anyways, that's a whole nother story. But, and then I would definitely, I would like have a really amazing like vegetable garden all year round, or however long I could try to do it for in the greenhouse. I would wanted to have like our own little podcast studio, and I'd just be like doing that. Like if I didn't have to like, I mean, I honestly would work at the cafe still one day a week. I've always said that. Like if I could have it perfectly, I would definitely do that. And then I don't know, just living like honestly, just living a simple life.
Yeah,
maybe like get a boat, have a boat,
you know,
for the summertime, enjoy camping, enjoy fitness and health, and like make really great meals every day. And like,
okay,
you know,
that's how
just...
we're similar. This is all how we're similar, because mine's the exact same, except for I want a hobby farm.
Yeah.
And probably like a pool as well.
Oh, totally. A pool. 100%.
Yeah. Well, actually, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. But I also like love the beach, so.
Yeah, as long as we can go there.
Yeah, exactly. Or like a nice view.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I want a nice view of like the lakes or something like that. Like, or in the trees or something. Hobby farm. Like, I would love to like have
animals.
I'd love to have like a hobby farm, and then make it so nice and like so like beautiful to make it like a therapy farm.
Oh, 100%.
Like that.
I love that idea.
Yeah. Like have. People who are struggling like come to my house
have a horse for like therapeutic riding, and then you could do like have your little chickens and like have like
a donkey,
a donkey and a peacock and
else is like all of them beard dragon
he's just on the or she's
beard
just
dragon.
Like, chilling in the grass in the
sand yeah
box for her
but that's how we're similar too.
I like that.
I would want just a huge piece of land where you and I can like a ginormous piece of land that both we could build houses on, and we would be far enough that you wouldn't really be able to hear us, but then we'd have a zip line in between our houses.
Yeah. And like we
always
have like
that.
Little I love that idea still. And it's like the golf carts or the quads to like get to each other's places. We'll have a little pathway, and then we'll have like a middle like community pool, community fire pit, gazebo, games,
barbecue area.
A whole section.
Yeah.
Like if money was not an option, that would be my dream.
Yeah.
I'm like, and as long as I can like just like buy plants and have room for plants and just, I don't know, bake. Honestly, like, yeah. If planting and baking.
Yeah. Mine would, like, I think if I didn't ever have to worry about money, or, like, if I had all the money, I would definitely buy, like, my dream vehicles and, like, learn how to fix them up myself, too. Like, I feel like that's always been my dream. Because if I'd had the time, like, I could just finally get my dream car and then fix it up and stuff. So that's a good question, right? Like, I love
I like
that one.
Question.
That's a good question, right? Like, if,
right?
It's right, right? I need reassurance.
Yeah, exactly. So what is, so this one's kind of, now we're getting a little deeper. What is one piece of advice or life lesson that you've learned that you would like to share?
Know your fucking worth. Emphasis on the F
mic
word.
Drop.
Because, no, literally, there's nothing, no offense to people, but there's nothing more sickening for me is when people don't know their worth and they are constantly disrespected and they don't change and they don't realize that it's like, hey, like, I don't deserve to get treated this way, or they'll say that and then they just continue to get treated that way. It literally makes me sick to my stomach. I'm like, that is the most, like, and I get with, like, toxic relationships, it's easier said than done. Like, I've been in one before, I would fucking know. It's hard to get out, obviously, blah blah blah, but I've learned from that, and it's so long ago. But just know your worth, please. Like, work on yourself, get some self-awareness, learn how to communicate properly, take care of yourself, literally. That's it. Like, just boundaries. And if you're wanting to date someone, this is another thing, if you're wanting to date someone and you actually want to get serious, sit down with yourself. Well, first off, start to love yourself first and learn to be alone, because no one in this world actually knows how to be alone, which is really sad. Honestly, like, so many people are just like, would rather be in a relationship that's shitty than be alone. It's like, that is the most sad thing I've ever heard in my life. And I'm not saying this because I haven't gone through it, because I have. I used to hate being alone. And then, but that's what you have to do as a human. You come into this world alone, you leave alone. Well, you don't come into it alone, I guess. But you leave it alone,
yeah.
Technically. So figure that shit out. You cannot be with someone unless you, A, love yourself, 2, know how to be on your own and don't have codependency issues, and know what you will and will not tolerate.
Yep.
Because, like, one of my managers at my old job said, since you want to date someone and you really want to find your person, sit down with yourself and write down all the things you want in a partner and all the things you will not tolerate and review it.
Yeah, review. And, that's important.
Like, study it like it's your last fucking exam to pass a university course. Like, seriously, it's so important to recognize all the things you won't tolerate and stick to it. Stop giving all these terrible people, like, the chance to walk all over you. Like, it's enough. That's enough. You don't deserve that. No one deserves that unless they're, like, in, like, serial killers or, like, pedophiles, but, like,
yeah, exactly.
Just know your goes worth, please. Saying. And obviously, no one's perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm not like, I know my worth to 100%. Like, I've done a lot of work, obviously, and I guess I do know my worth, but it hasn't been an easy road. And just figure it out, please. Just do work on yourself. I'm encouraging everyone listening right now to start working on yourself, because no one else is going to do it for you. You have to do it yourself. Like, welcome to being an adult. You have to learn how to be a decent human being. I'm sorry. You just got to do it. I'm not sorry. Like, I've never been so passionate about, like, self-care and self-awareness and self-development and self-growth. Like, all of that should just be one word. I just can't think of it right now. I'm so passionate about it. And I will be that tough love older sister for you, for anyone, because lots of people won't do it unless they're literally tough loved into it, because people are so, can be so fragile, and they're like, oh, well, it's fine. He just burned my house down and killed my family, but, like, I feel like I'll give him a second chance. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, grow
try not
up.
To laugh here.
Yeah, I know. No, I was supposed to be a joke, obviously.
Totally.
But seriously,
yeah. No, I
you can never
that.
Stop bettering yourself. Never.
No.
Ever. Figure out a way. Like, I've been talking to Austin about this. Figure out a way. I encourage everyone, not even the people who are listening, like, I mean, if you're listening to this, this is the only way you're going to be hearing it, but I want everyone in the world to find a way that daily, either daily or weekly, you can do something that can help you educate yourself on how to be better. For instance, I do, like, I listen to tons of podcasts. I've been listening to so many self podcasts and relationship podcasts and friendship ones, communication, everything in those in between, whatever categories. And sometimes podcasts aren't for you, but if you're listening to this, clearly they are. I just think people should do anything they can to better themselves all the time. All the time. Because if you don't, what the fuck are you doing? I'm trying not to swear so much in these podcasts, know, but like, I'm getting passionate. Hard.
No, it's true. It's, when I'm passionate, the F-bomb does come out.
Well, it's serious, man. Like,
yeah. I feel like it's used to get your point across more, right?
Yeah, like that's how I'm being like serious. Yeah. Well, think to yourself and everyone, what are you doing to better yourself? And if you can't think of a single thing that has made you either like change or get better or whatever, improve your health, improve your mindset, improve your mental health. Like, if you have nothing, start. Right? Like, if you've been doing the same thing every single day your whole life, you're not growing.
Yeah.
You got to change it up. You got to change your diaper.
You kind of
get
have
on
to
some new pants.
Yeah. Put on your big without girl panties.
Without a diaper. Like, grow up.
Yeah, exactly. My answer to that would be that money doesn't follow you.
Yeah. And we just said that yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. And so
experiences
it's like,
are life. Money is
exactly.
not.
Exactly. Money is not. And money will never, ever, ever end up.
Like, going to
sure,
debt.
you can bury yourself with it. No, yeah, but that's the thing. Don't be hard on yourself when you're 25 and you're feeling like you're in debt. It's like, we were talking about that too yesterday or the other day. And it's so, like, you kind of brought up a good point. I'm like, yeah, you're right. We are only 25. Like, we're so young. And I remember this in a podcast. I can't remember whose podcast it was, but she was interviewing Rainn Wilson. And he basically was saying that. He's like, 25? You're so young. He's like, forget your 20s. When you get to your 30s, come back and talk to me. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
I've seen that podcast. Mm-hmm. I've seen videos of that. Yeah. He's just like, you aren't even a person when you're in your 20s.
Yeah.
Like, this
you're
is your figuring
shit out.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. This is a trial and error, like, time of your life. And people are like, oh, I'm 20, like, 7. It's like, I should have a house and I should have my shit together. It's like, you know how many years you have left still?
Yeah. Well,
this
and that's
is where you
thing.
Figure it out.
It is where you figure it out. And not only that, I saw another post and it was minus 3 years because we're just getting out of COVID now. Take those 3 years of hell and be like, wow, okay. Realistically, I'm only 22 because you were robbed of 3 years of your life because we were in a pandemic.
Yeah.
And so we weren't able to work properly or grow. Like, we were all on EI and serve
and all
that.
And
we
all
were,
the news.
There was
and
so much going on. And so we robbed ourselves, not we, but like 3 years were stripped of us. 3 years in, especially I'm speaking specifically to the people in their 20s. 3 years, that's a long time.
Yeah.
I was, you know, I had no debt before COVID. And I became a person of debt in those 3 years. And you got to give yourself a little grace for that.
Doesn't
on the
help
money
with
topic,
inflation.
Right? No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like,
it doesn't.
Your parents, like, tell them to F off. I'm not going to say another swear. I'm going to try really hard.
Yeah.
But tell them to literally eat dust or eat dirt. If they're like, oh, when I was your age, I had a fucking house. Oh, there we go. I'm swearing
again. Exactly.
I literally want to shove soap down people's nose. Down people's nose. I was going to say mouth.
Yeah, down their throat.
I literally want to throw rat dust. I don't know what word I'm trying to think. I don't know. So I get so fucking aggravated when people are like, when I was your age, I had a house. It's like, oh, you bought a house for fucking $5? Like, perfect.
Yeah. Great. Awesome.
Like,
lower interest.
Seriously.
No,
like,
inflation. Amazing.
Yeah, awesome. No, yeah. We have to give ourselves grace. Like, seriously, especially with everything that's going on. Yeah.
So
totally.
If you find yourself, like, and I'm speaking from experience, if you find yourself right now and you're, like, stressed about money and you're stressed about shit, it's like, I understand. I fully do. But at the end of the day, money doesn't follow you. And the sooner you learn that, the less it will become a stress in your life. And money always works itself out. I'm not saying to sit on your ass and expect it. I'm saying still go out there, still work hard, still do the things you need to do every day. And it will all work out. If you have to miss a payment, you have to miss a payment on something. Shit. Sorry, we're swearing again. Stuff will always pan out how it's supposed to be. And
if it doesn't, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, you'll figure it out. And the experiences are always going to be more important. I'm not saying go buy $5,000 tickets to go see freaking Blink.
Taylor Swift.
You know, like your Taylor Swift.
Hey!
No, I'm not saying Blink 182 is bad. I'm just saying, you remember how they were like, there was a glitch in the system and they were like $5,000?
Well, Taylor Swift tickets, like its shittiest tickets, are like $2,000. I would never. But if you want to, then fly at her, I guess.
I mean, if that's your, like, life goal, if there was an Ed Sheeran ticket out there and I didn't have one already and it was, like, $700 or $1,000, I'd work my ass off to get that ticket. But I'm super grateful I got them way cheaper than that. But just, like, obviously if it's, like, a lifelong dream or something, like, make it work. But that's what I'm saying. Like, make it work, because experiences are going to, you know, ultimately be... Those are the things that on the end days, you're going to be like, oh, I'm so glad I did that. Or, wow, I'm so grateful for my family around me. I'm so grateful I didn't let money get in the way of shit. Anyways, that's my tangent on that one. And,
A little, like, kind of something related, and I've been thinking about this a lot, too, with, like, anxiety and stuff. With being in your 20s, like, I find that I have always been like, oh, well, what if this doesn't work out? What am I going to do? Blah, 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 blah. Like, always worrying about, like, what's going to happen next or, like, the what ifs. Like, the beginning of my practicum, it was something that was so new to me, and I had never, like, experienced it because I've never worked in a school yet. Like, it's all been like online and doing like paper and stuff like that, so it's like you can't really learn without doing it, you know what I mean? So it was like a huge thing for me, and then I'm like stressing out the first week. Like, I was so stressed. I was going to bed at like 8:30. I was just absolutely stressing myself out to the point where, like, I actually got sick the second week. And I just sat there with myself and I was just like, if this, it's going to work, obviously, guys, just in case you guys are wondering, like, my practicum's going great and, like, I'm getting great reviews from everyone in the school. But at first I was like, well, what if I'm not doing this right? It's like, if it doesn't work for you, then it wasn't meant to be. And that's just the mindset you have to keep, especially in your 20s.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
that's
how many
like
years?
Hairdressing.
Like, you know, yeah, exactly.
And I tried. Didn't work.
Exactly. At least you tried.
Yeah.
Literally. Yes. And it's like, if it doesn't work for you, it's not meant to be, and that's okay. You know how many more years we have? Like, people do go to university or college when they're like 45, 50.
Yeah.
Who cares?
My mom just became a realtor.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, congrats. Exactly. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she just became a realtor in her 50s. I think she's in her 50s, probably early 50s. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, that's an accomplishment, and it's never too late to do something new. So, like, especially our 20s, like,
if it doesn't work, it wasn't meant to be, that's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Try to keep that mindset with, like, everything you do.
Yeah. Well, and actually, it's kind of, I'll just say, kind of, I think we answered it with this question too, but my next question was actually, do you recall a life-changing moment or experience that significantly impacted your outlook on life? And I think it is thinking too of, like, you know, life and death, right? Like, at the end of the day, it's like thinking about things like that.
I've had a lot of life experience. And I don't mean to say that, like, I don't mean to say these things as if I'm like, I know it all, but like, I would probably, if I got you to list out like, oh, have you experienced like this or have you experienced that? Like, I could probably tell you yes to a lot of them. So I've had a lot of a life experience for good, for growth, but you know, lots of them were bad, but a lot of people learn from like bad experiences, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think I could name like specifically a significant event that like changed my outlook on things, but honestly, it probably was like going to school, just like that whole, this whole fit time of being in school. And not only has it like helped me, you know, see things in a different way, but also, you know, have so much more knowledge about things that aren't just like, oh, like this is how you, you know, write data into a computer. Like, it's not that kind of job. It's like, this is how you raise children pretty much. You know what I mean? And like, have like proper strategies for child development and, you know, people who have like exceptionalities. And man, I've learned all of them under the sun. right? So it's given me a different outlook, and it's definitely changed how I feel about things, obviously. But I'm still me, but it has been a great experience, for sure. Yeah, and then, like I said before, like, when I'm in my practicum, I'm, like, stressing out, but I'm like, if it doesn't work for me, then it wasn't meant to be, and that's okay. But I genuinely think I'm going to love being an EA, and I do so far, too. I'm going into my third week tomorrow, and then my fourth week, and then I'll be done. Just don't... That and... I don't know. It's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. And you have to be okay with that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, okay, I keep reading my questions because they all kind of keep going back to back. But I'll read my last question, then you can read yours after. But it's, what is a hard thing that you've had to do, but it ended up being the best decision of your life?
Moving to Kelowna and then moving back from Kelowna. Moving to Kelowna to work on myself because I was in such a terrible place. But that forced me to kind of do the work. And then moving back, even though I didn't want to, because I was like, I finally made progress. And then now I'm moving back to Vernon. I'm kind of like disappointed in myself. But it's, when I look at it, I'm just like, well, I went to Kelowna, I did all that work. And then a significant part of it was me being like, I really want to find someone special to me. And it's like, I literally go to Kelowna just to like, be with the person who's had a crush on me since grade 8, and I like was too oblivious to like actually go with it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have one last question. No, two more. This is a really long podcast, but that's okay. Hopefully these two ones, we'll just go over them. What are some of your long-term, like, what's one of your long-term goals that's like really important to you?
Ooh.
Like having kids or getting married?
Yeah, like those are definitely, I feel like those kind of go without saying in a way, but they, I mean, they are important. I think ultimately just like creating really good memories. I just want to be, I want to look back and be like, I lived a good life. Like, I don't want to regret anything.
That's awesome though. Like, traditionally, people would be like, oh, to buy a house or to hit my fitness goals. But you're like, I want to have a really good life. And
yeah,
that's awesome.
Exactly.
I'm glad that was your answer because that's really important.
Yeah.
My long-term goal. To win the lottery, obviously, without saying. That's a traditional one. But, yeah, to long-term goal, see as many concerts as I can, just, like, live a really good and happy life. Like always be happy. Like, try to always be happy. Yeah, and, like, experience a lot. Like, I want to experience a lot of good things. It's, my time is up for the bad ones.
Yeah.
My time is up. I have paid my dues. If you could think of one thing that you're most passionate about, what would it be? I'm not going to answer it for myself because we already know. I went on a tangent about it for a while.
Oh, that's so hard.
Yeah, right? That's why I wrote it down. Like, what are you so passionate about?
Honestly, I think it really boils down to, like, this kind of sounds cheesy, but like friends and family. Like,
no,
I'm really
cheesy.
Like, I think I'm really passionate about that because when I like, yeah, I can say like gardening and baking and stuff, but like, I don't really like when I think about it, it's like, I just want to laugh. I literally, that's all I want.
Yeah.
I just want to enjoy moments with people, my friends, I love everybody around me so much. So I think that is my passion. It's just like, I truly adore those in my life.
yeah totally. I didn't, when I was writing down that question, I wrote it down because I was also curious to know, but that makes so much sense. Like, I should have known that for sure.
Yeah, I think that's what it would be, because every time I think about like doing something, it's like the feeling I get more than like the activity itself, I think.
Yeah,
you know, so it's like just the feeling of like joy and like people.
Yeah
that's what it would,
like,
be
a good example for that is like, you and I are such easygoing people most of the time. I feel like when you and I were sitting on my patio 2 days ago, or was that yesterday? Two days ago.
Yeah,
and I was like, we literally could do anything.
Yeah.
Like, we could do anything we want. Like, obviously within reason, because we don't have a lot of money, but like, we could do anything, really. And what wouldn't we enjoy doing together? And then you and I ended up getting too tired and we're like, okay, we're going to bed.
Yeah, we're going to bed.
That was the thing that we could do.
Yeah, that was our choice. But I mean, circumstances kind of like led us to,
yeah,
we got bombarded with these weird boys at Katie's house.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that sounds weird.
Yeah, that does sound weird.
Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All these dudes showed up at Katie's house because it was Quentin's boxing or wrestling night or whatever it was.
UFC. Boxing or wrestling?
I didn't look.
Sorry, UFC sure. Fans.
Yeah. No, I know.
Whatever, they hit each other. I don't know. Fuck.
Yeah, I don't know. Someone's in a ring.
Someone
that's all I know.
Is in a ring and they start hitting each other. And
they're wearing
just
spandex.
Yeah, and then they walk around like they're, I don't know. I don't fucking, I don't understand,
I don't
that, but that's just
I
me.
I don't know. But yeah anyways, that's, we were supposed to do a funny video and
it got cut.
That's
off.
Coming though. We're gonna do that soon.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Me too.
Hopefully this next week.
We need to rocket ship our YouTube career too.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Follow us on there, guys. Don't forget.
And we're
about
also gonna get a lot more content for our Instagram. I think Sarah and I are gonna do, like, when it gets nicer out, we're gonna do like a cute little photo shoot, make some more videos. Hopefully get some more of that out there for you guys, because we're kind of using like the same stuff right now because we've been so busy and the weather's been all over the place, and you know, but we're gonna get into it, especially this summer, and I hope you guys are excited and as excited as we are.
Yeah, so we hope you enjoyed this little, I mean, it's not little, it's long,
one of our longest.
Yeah, it is our longest one officially.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, so I hope you enjoyed it all. Kind of getting
hope you
to
know
us a bit more. Yeah, you know, all of our deep dark secrets. Just kidding, that's for another episode.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I forgot to mention that I'm a raging feminist.
Yeah. Now we both go quiet.
Hey guys, welcome to ASMR. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Did it sound like ASMR?
It really does.
Hello guys.
That's really gross. I hate ASMR.
I love it.
See how we're opposite but not, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
I'm keeping that in the podcast.
No, dude, I'm gonna start a YouTube channel and it's gonna be called Sleeping Next to Caitlin or Sleeping Next to Your Husband, and it's just gonna be me up against the mic like
that's perfect. That's great.
Do you ever just miss your husband? Well, this is the right YouTube channel for you.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I think you should.
Oh, I'm exhausted just from talking about it. Meanwhile, it'd be reverse for Austin because I snore like a freaking train and he's just a peaceful little sleeper.
He's like, meow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and he talks in his sleep sometimes. It's hilarious. I love when people talk in their sleep.
I know, me
it's
too.
So funny. They're
so
like, why
funny.
Did the rabbit go on a Wednesday?
Darnell is the worst when it
really?
Comes to that. He talks
that's
in
amazing.
His sleep. When he first worked at Toco, like 2 years ago, he woke up like full on like talking about pulling the veneer, and he like was pulling. So he pulled all the blankets over, like he was actually moving the veneer, and I was like, stop. Like, wake up. I know they say to never wake someone when they're like that, but I was so mad. I was like, you woke me up.
Yeah,
I was so mad. Anyways.
I have no remorse. If Austin started doing that, I'd be like, you're off the bed.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm gonna go.
Okay,
goodbye. Just kidding. Well, I think that's it.
See you next week.
See you next week, guys.
Peace, love, lip gloss.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye bye.